The opinions expressed here on the Youth Ministry Sherpas podcast are solely those of the presenters, not the opinions of Cedarbrook Community Church or Mountain View Community Church.
Hi, this is James Mello from Atlanta Adventist Academy in Atlanta, Georgia, and you are listening to the Youth Ministry Sherpas podcast with Steve Anderson and Matthew McCain.
And we are back, Youth Ministry Sherpas, episode 38. Hey, everyone, this is Matthew.
And this is Steve. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Can you believe it?
What a year it has been.
2018 has almost expired on us, Steve.
I can't believe it.
I can, actually.
I'm kind of bummed you're not coming to our New Year's Eve party, though.
Yeah, I know, but I'm kind of bummed I'm not coming either, but we had already made plans to leave town. And
it's okay. I forgive you. I forgive you so much, I bought you a present.
Oh, you did? A present?
I did.
Wow,
yeah.
That's so nice. What is it?
It's the llama sweater that's in the cover art for this episode.
Oh.
Well, it's going to be.
It's going to be.
Yeah.
I'm eager with anticipation to wear said llama. In fact, I'm almost sad I don't have it now because our staff, leadership team, board of directors, Christmas party is tonight.
Oh.
And I would wear it with pride to that event.
Well, maybe I'll get it to you in time.
It's not an ugly Christmas sweater party, but I usually wear an ugly Christmas sweater.
And what's,
that's just how I roll.
What's better than an ugly llama Christmas sweater, especially for the Youth Ministry Sherpas podcast?
You know, Steve, do you wonder, we started this podcast about a year and a half ago. It's only a year old, right? Our first episode was in January.
January 16th.
Mm-hmm. But we started in planning and recording and stuff almost a year and a half ago now.
Right.
And we had this idea, the Sherpa idea, the llama idea.
Mm-hmm.
Who knew that the llama would become the thing?
Llamas are everywhere.
It was our thing before it was everywhere. I just want, for the record, I want to state to all of our podcast listeners that we had the idea of using the llama before every other person in the world decided to use llama as their thing.
That is true. I pulled that out like last September.
Yes.
I pulled that off, our logo off an online photo company. And bought the rights to that llama
and now
created
you go,
the logo.
Now you go to a youth ministry conference and
everybody's
everyone
got
has
llamas. What's up with that?
I don't know.
It's awesome, though.
We should have copyrighted it.
Even Walmart has llamas. I mean, the shelves are full of llama Christmas sweaters. Were they around last year?
I've never seen one before.
And now they're everywhere.
They're everywhere. We're way ahead of the curve, Steve. Probably for the first time in our life.
Absolutely.
We've been ahead of the curve.
It is absolutely the first time.
100%.
So looking back at this year, it's been fantastic, hasn't it? I can't believe that we even exist.
When we started the year, and if you would have told me when we started the year that we would have recorded 39 episodes, because we had episode 00, so
right.
Even though this is episode 38, this is the 39th full episode, and 26 Sherpa shorts for a grand total of 65 episodes. I thought, you are out of your mind. It's not going to happen.
That is a ton of content.
And here it is.
We did it.
How did we do anything else?
Did we do anything
else? Oh, don't say that. I'll get in trouble. Yeah. No, it's been so much fun.
Hasn't it?
It's been so much fun.
Yeah.
This is not exactly the hobby I thought I would choose for this stage of my life, but it's a hobby I'm glad I have because it's been a blast.
Yeah, I feel the same way. It's been so much fun. We hope it's been a blessing to everybody who's been listening too. It's one of the coolest things is the people that have encouraged us. We know that there's some people that listen to us and they let us know that. And that is just like the greatest reward we could possibly ask for.
That's all I want for Christmas.
Yeah.
For this to mean something to someone. That's almost as lame as me saying that to my kids. All I want for Christmas is no fighting on Christmas.
No, that is true. Yeah, so just thanks for listening this whole year and supporting us. And we have big plans for next year, which we'll talk about at the end of the show today.
Yeah, very excited about it. But now, it's Christmas.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look in the 5 and 10, glistening once again, with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Dude, what is your favorite Christmas movie?
Oh my goodness. So many choices.
There are so many choices.
I could choose Die Hard, which some people argue is not a Christmas movie, but the whole episode happens on Christmas Day, so, or Christmas Eve. I forget. It's been a while since I've seen it.
Okay.
But if I had to choose a favorite Christmas movie,
I think I know what you're
going to
say.
It's going to be National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Hands down, no questions asked. Our family watches this movie every year on Christmas Eve. Our family tradition is we go ice skating in the morning, and we go out for a brunch. We kind of leave a big tip. It's kind of our Christmas giving opportunity. Nice. We try to choose like a lower end restaurant, you know, so that you're more likely to get a waiter or a waitress, a server who is just in need. You know, I mean, it's just they're just trying to scrape by, and then we try to engage them in conversation and kind of hear what do you get your kids or what are you doing for Christmas? And then usually it's so great if they give it's been a hard year, it's tough, and then it's just we save up all year to kind of give this it's $100 bill, and we leave for just usually a $30 ticket or whatever. So we do that, and then we have all the Christmas Eve services at church.
Right.
And then we come home, and everybody puts their pajamas on, and we make appetizer. Everybody picks one appetizer, and that's dinner.
Okay.
And we sit down in our pajamas and watch National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
How old were your kids when you started that tradition? Because it's a little salty sometimes.
It is a little salty. I would say this is probably, my youngest is 16 now. This is probably year 9.
Okay.
She was probably early. 6 or 7 when we started. And, you just walk. You walk them through it.
The youngest one, you always, they always
seem like they're always, they're always getting on. So that's a good time. Cool. I actually, this year, I watched White Christmas.
Right.
The old movie,
Bing
White
Crosby.
Christmas. Bing Crosby and Danny Kaye.
Yes.
Which I had no idea until the end of that movie, Bing Crosby and Danny Kaye are tap dancing. And it dawned on me. That's the reference from Chevy Chase's big speech at the end of the movie in front of his fireplace. It was like, it all came together for me, Steve.
That's hilarious.
What about you?
Yeah, and one of our little traditions is I usually text you that speech
because
on Christmas Eve.
I there have been times in my life that I've had that speech memorized and could give it with the correct inflection.
It is one of the funniest moments in movie history.
Yes. What about you? What's your favorite Christmas movie?
I could go a couple different directions. You know, I like the old specials. I love The Grinch, Rudolph, The Red-Nosed Reindeer,
classics.
And of course, Charlie Brown's Christmas special. Those are great. But the actual movie length ones, I like Polar Express.
Quality.
I love It's a Wonderful Life. Mm. Now, here's the thing. Jimmy Stewart is actually from my hometown.
Really?
He is. I grew up in this little town in western Pennsylvania called Indiana, and Jimmy Stewart grew up in Indiana, Pennsylvania. His father owned a hardware store in downtown Indiana.
Wow.
And so that whole movie, and really Jimmy Stewart is like the icon to Indiana. There's a museum.
Sure.
Jimmy Stewart Museum. There's a statue. And here's the cool thing. I didn't meet him, but I almost met him.
Almost met him.
Almost met him.
Love it.
Little story here. So when I was a senior in high school, it was the year of Jimmy Stewart's 75th birthday, and the town threw him a party.
Big old party, sure.
And there was this big celebration in front of the courthouse, and I don't know if it was the marching band or the chorus. I was in both, but we performed at this celebration.
Oh, very cool.
And there's a picture of Jimmy at the podium, and I'm seated directly in view behind him.
To me, that counts as meeting him.
I agree with you.
Yeah, I'm down. You can go ahead from this point forward and say, I met Jimmy Stewart.
Thank you. And the cool thing about that day is that President Reagan was good friends with Jimmy Stewart. And so they arranged for a phone call during the ceremony. So the president called Jimmy from the White House that day, and they played it over the loudspeakers.
Wow.
And then, this is what's really awesome, he ordered a flyover.
Really?
There was a flyover.
Oh, that's cool.
Isn't that awesome?
That's cool.
That's why I remember it so well.
Yeah. So that's why that's your favorite.
So I love Jimmy Stewart. I mean, he was a great actor. He's a war hero. He was a great guy. And that movie is just it's like a retelling of my childhood in a lot of ways. The little town I grew up in.
So you're going with
it's like Bedford Falls. Indiana's like Bedford Falls. Yeah. So yeah, I'm gonna go with It's a Wonderful Life.
Final answer.
Close second place is Christmas Vacation.
Christmas Vacation.
Yeah. So, yeah. Christmas I'll probably vacation, sit down and watch both of those.
Christmas Vacation is the most quoted movie in our home.
It should be.
In our home.
Yeah.
Year round. Always. The dog scene, you know.
Jelly
dog
the Month Club.
No, it's just a... he's just yakking on a bone. It got it up. I tell you.
Cousin Eddie gives Clark... Clark gives Cousin Eddie his money to buy gifts for himself, right?
Yeah, I'm getting you something real nice, Clark.
I said that wrong.
I knew where you were going. Okay, though. I've seen the movie a few times.
It just cracks me up.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, that's my favorite Christmas movie.
Nice. Any fun Christmas family traditions?
You know, we don't really have a lot of Christmas family traditions because we bounced back and forth between the two families over the years.
Sure.
So we never really got to nail down something that's just Anderson.
That's Anderson, yeah.
Anderson only tradition, yeah. How about you guys?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, the Christmas Eve tradition,
right,
is that's sort of thing. That's our thing, yeah. And we made it our thing. You know, we moved pretty far away from family pretty early on in our kids' lives, so we had a little bit more of an opportunity to kind of create something that was just ours. So
yeah, cool.
That's our thing, and we stick to it. Christmas Day is pretty low key.
Yeah,
cinnamon rolls in the morning and presents, and then the rest of the day is whatever comes.
Good deal.
Try to never get out of your pajamas. That's the goal.
So how about your youth ministry? How does Christmas fit into that? What do you guys do for your youth ministry Christmas season?
You know, we don't have a ton of huge traditions around Christmas. Most recently, we've been doing the ugly Christmas sweater party because that's kind of the thing to do. I know for me, way back in the day, we had a... when I first started at my first church, we had a big white elephant gift exchange Christmas party. That was kind of our tradition. And, you know, it was the same where you had certain gifts that showed up year after year after year. And we had this can. It looked like a can of soda, but it was a can of clam juice.
Oh.
And it showed up. It showed up for
unopened.
Unopened for 7 or 8 years. It just kept going. So
you know the mere existence of clam juice bothers me.
Why is it a thing? Why is it a thing?
Why does that exist?
I don't know. In a can.
What is the use of that?
Why would you need to pop a top open and just down?
Do you like make martinis with clam juice? What do you do with clam juice?
Never quite figured it out, but it was there. but you know, more recently, you know, we've had the ugly Christmas sweater and games. More of an outreach kind of an event,
right?
Our high school director is running now, which is a great event. We had kind of not Christmassy, but it's kind of the holidays themed. When I came to the church, we had an event called the Tacky Prom, you know?
Yeah.
But it was an event that was dying, and it was usually conflicting with actual proms, so then half of the group wouldn't come. And so we were trying to breathe some life into it. So we moved it to between Christmas and New Year's, thinking, let's have some connection point rather than just going 2 weeks without any connection. Because you don't have youth group on that Sunday night or whatever in between because it's such a dead Sunday.
Right.
And so we moved it. So we had the Eve before New Year's Eve $10 gala. And we would roll out a red carpet and people would dress tacky. And it was it was a dance. And it was nice to have like that in the holidays.
Probably easy to pull it off.
It was a really easy event to pull off. People didn't, you know, no school. So
I told you, one of my kids came to that one time.
Yeah, they did.
I can't remember what the connection was.
Who they were connected with that brought him, but I do remember one of your kids being there.
I don't remember.
Because I remember taking a picture of him and sending it to you.
Yeah.
And you were like, oh, wow, that's weird. Why is he there?
I don't know.
So yeah, so those are kind of our traditions. Other than that, it's a pretty downtime, which is nice to get a little downtime for the volunteers. A little downtime, obviously, for the staff to just be able to take a week and a half after a busy fall, you know, of build momentum and keeping
free
momentum.
Free to travel,
Yeah, now you got a little time to just kind of, you know, lay low. I know that I always try to get together with students between Christmas and New Year's because, again, there's no school. Our office is pretty relaxed during that. It's pretty much a do what you have to do, but, you know, nobody's expected to be sitting in the office from 9 to 5 that week between Christmas and New Year's. So it's like, you know, it's a great time to take a kid. Hey, you want to go, you know, catch a movie or you want to go to lunch or something like that. So that's kind of been my traditional things that I do. What about you guys?
Yeah, I usually try to catch up with a couple college kids over that time. It's really cool. They're home for a few weeks. It's a good time to catch up on their lives a little bit. So as far as youth group activities or traditions, I told you offline, the only time that I ever ventured into the dreaded land of the L word.
That's lock in for those of you who are not paying attention.
Was a long time ago,
in a galaxy far, far away.
Yeah, thankfully, and it was between Christmas and New Year's. I think we did it New Year's Eve Eve, and we did it a couple times. We had a huge turnout actually, but oh my gosh, it was so brutal. It's just physically brutal.
Even that when it was that long ago, and you were a young whippersnapper.
I think it took 10 years off my life, to be honest. It was rough, and I told you before, we spent the night chasing kids around trying to sneak in smokes.
Oh, man, so, classic.
Stuff like that, and I just thought, oh, we're not doing this again. We don't do that anymore. We don't do anything between Christmas and New Year's. Just give everybody a break. But our big event is the Christmas party, which is actually this coming Sunday.
Sweet.
We have separate ones for high school, middle school. High school is Sunday. And what we've learned over the years is it's actually our biggest event.
Really?
Yes. It is. It becomes huge.
It's kind of grown.
It becomes huge. It's an outreach. And, you know, it used to be like, okay, it's the last Sunday before Christmas and it's youth group night. We'll have a party. And there wasn't a lot of intentionality behind it. It just was the thing to do. But now we're like, this is an opportunity. We're going to have more kids come to this than anything else.
Put some energy into this. Yeah.
Yeah, so we plan it out a little bit more carefully. The basics are it's potluck. So there's a ton of food. The kids all bring great food.
That's awesome.
Which is a blast. We do dress up, costume, Christmas, whatever, ugly sweater. Or last year I wore one of those bright blue Christmas suits.
Oh, no, you did
not.
It
was fantastic. Oh. I borrowed it from a friend.
Oh, that's great.
And we do some traditional games. The game that everyone loves, believe it or not, it's the greatest game for high school kids that you could ever play.
Really?
It is.
Wow, wow. People, get your notepad out. Steve's about to give you a wisdom.
I'm dropping a pearl of wisdom here. This is like an ornament on your tree, okay? Musical chairs.
You're not even joking.
No, I'm serious.
You just play
high school
chairs.
Kids love musical chairs. And we stretch the limits physically in our room.
I bet you do.
A lot of people. But yeah, we play musical chairs. Every year we lose a chair. It gets violent.
Yeah, yes, I bet.
It gets violent. But it's so much fun. So we've been doing that forever. They look forward to that. And then we do the white elephant thing. And again, that's gotten big, so we got to figure out a way. This year, we're gonna figure out a way to streamline it so it doesn't last.
Otherwise, you're watching 2 hours. Yes, for 2 hours.
Yeah, it gets long, but it's gonna be fun. We have some things that come back every year. Nothing like clam juice. We have the microwave egg poacher.
Yes, we've talked about that before.
It's been in play for 18 years, so it'll come around again this year.
You know.
I know who has it.
Okay.
And so it will come back.
It should
come
back. Okay.
I'm sure that there will be great fanfare surrounding the packaging of this.
Great rejoicing.
Yes. So someone will get that and it'll be a blast. I'm looking forward to it. Yeah.
It's awesome.
I'm going to have a ton of kids. It's probably, like I said, it'll be our biggest event of the fall.
Musical chairs.
Isn't that weird?
That's so funny. We play a game, and it's one of our kids, and I'm not actually surprised, because we play a game that is one of our kids' favorite games to play. We don't have chairs in our youth room.
Right.
We have those little cushions that you buy, like, for the bleachers, right?
Yeah.
We call them bum cushions.
Okay.
So we play musical moving bum cushions.
Okay.
So we put the kids in a circle. We put all the leaders in the middle holding the bum cushions, and the music plays. They walk in a circle. When it's done, the leaders throw the bum cushion, so they're actually in motion.
Right.
And then you have to stand on them, and it gets a little it gets a little out of control.
Nice.
In the best kind of way.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, musical chairs. Sometimes the best things are the simplest things.
The simplest things, yep. So, but it's, you know, again, it's festive, it's fun, it's... Every now and again, I do it every year, but every now and again, actually, now that I think about it, I'm due for it. I need to talk to my wife about this. We usually, some night between Christmas and New Year's, we'll have like an alumni gathering where we'll throw the note out and just try to get as many kids who have come through the program and are off. So,
so
now, because we've been there 14 years, it's not just college kids that come by. You're talking about kids coming by with their kids and, you know, like class of 2008, you know?
That's pretty cool.
Which has been fun.
We actually stole that idea from you.
Did you really?
Yeah, we did one last year. It wasn't between Christmas and New Year's. It was right before Christmas.
Okay.
We did an alumni night. We have done two or three of them. We do it like every other year.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's a great idea because, well, for you and me, it's a great.
Oh, it's so much
it's a great,
fun.
It just warms your heart to see people.
You're rolling back in. And
yeah. There was people there last year, students that are in their 30s now, who graduated from this youth ministry, and just to see them come back. Oh my gosh!
It was fun. That's it was best. A crazy idea floating out there. So our high school group just had a just came back from their retreat. So
right.
That was last weekend, and so the course all week long, you got kids posting pictures and kids posting memories.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now I'm getting alumni kids that are commenting on those pictures and
saying,
you know, they have fond memories of this retreat center because we've been going to the same place for, you know, 15 years now.
Yes,
and so they want to do an alumni retreat.
Oh, wow.
Which at first cool. I was like, oh, I don't think we can. And then I was like, wait, that could be really cool. So I've got this idea germinating about maybe trying to get that retreat center. And I wonder how many alumni we could get to go. And we could just like recreate some of their high school memories. It would just be so much fun.
That is a great idea.
You know, see like 28-year-olds doing the No Talent Talent show and, you know, playing musical moving bum cushions. And it would be a lot of fun.
It would be. Yeah.
It's an idea that's germinating now.
Okay. I have a Facebook group, alumni Facebook group that I created, and I'll post old pictures in there and just get people talking and conversing about
their
memories,
idea.
Which is really easy to do. And
oh,
it's a lot of fun. And yeah, it kind of keeps people connected. It's
That's cool.
Cool.
Very cool. Awesome. Well, what are your holiday traditions, Sherpa listeners? We'd love to hear from you. Jump on our Instagram or our Facebook. And what does your group do around the holidays? Anything, you know, interesting or fun, and just to help share with each other.
Yeah.
And because every good idea is an idea that is typically stolen from another youth pastor. So share away, people.
Yeah, I think the takeaway from today is that it's really good to take a break.
Absolutely.
And, you know, for yourself personally and for your leadership team, there's no harm in that. There's no guilt in that. Just take it easy.
Just take it easy a little bit.
Don't do a lock-in. but it's also really good to have some staple traditions that you go to that kids look forward to, and they become a part of your youth ministry culture in a way that just carries from generation to generation. And that's really cool to see.
Yeah. So if you're young in youth ministry, just getting started, you have the awesome privilege of being able to build those traditions from the ground up and make them happen. So give them some thought. What do you want your kids to be looking forward to in 10 years?
Yeah.
You know, and then just start making it happen. And know it's going to take a few years to get off the ground, and then it'll become just what you do.
Fantastic.
Well, Sherpa listeners, from Steve and I, we want to wish you a very, very Merry Christmas. This has been an incredible year. Thanks for taking the journey with us.
Yeah. Well, we want to let you know a little bit about what's happening in 2019.
Yes. As we take a break, we want to leave you with a little candy for what's coming.
So the plan for 2019 is to do regular episodes starting on January 8th, every Tuesday. And our intention is to do about 18 in a row and take a little break and then do another 18 in a row. So 36 to 38 episodes next year. And we have a new idea.
We do have a new idea.
Which we're pretty excited about.
Sherpa Legends.
Yes.
Conversations with people in youth ministry that have been in it a long time, people you probably have heard of or have seen speak somewhere.
Yes.
But a conversation not centered around do's and don'ts and practicals and this is how you build a program. Just a conversation about their story.
Yes.
How they came to be in youth ministry, why they stayed in it for so long. Man, this is going to be good. We've already got a couple in the tank already.
We do.
And they're phenomenal. They're really phenomenal. We think you'll really enjoy it because, I don't know, we do. And
It's cool to get to know people's calling and personality and how they got into this in the first place. And that's what these Sherpa Legends are going to be all about. So
we look forward to once a month in 2019.
Yep.
We'll drop a special episode called Sherpa Legends, story of, you know, somebody in youth ministry that you
famous youth worker.
Famous youth worker. and then, of course, we're going to go back to our Sherpa Shorts.
Yes, we are.
We've got a new idea for Sherpa Shorts, and that'll drop in May. So just excited for 2019. It's going to be a fun year.
It's going to be a ton of fun. So we hope you tune back in, turn of the calendar, and give the Sherpas podcast your listening ear in 2019.
Yep. In the meantime, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
And
Sherpas out.